You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Krish Kodali. I'm a corporal at 342 Bedford Lions Air Cadet Squadron, and I'm going to read a letter. May 28, 1944, Dear Mitchell, as I told you in the V-mail, I've seen some action, a few hard, hard days in which I saw more than I imagined I ever would. I don't think any man can exactly explain combat. It's beyond words. Take a combination of fear, anger, hunger, thirst, exhaustion, disgust, loneliness, homesickness, and wrap that all up in one reaction, and you might approach the feelings a fellow has. It makes you feel mighty small, helpless, and alone. It's a comfort to know there's one who's present at all times and anywhere ready to help you through. My faith in God has been steadily growing stronger all along. Without faith, I don't see how anyone could stand this. It all seems so useless, but I realize Germany must be stopped. But they will rise again, for peace will be settled by men who have never known combat, and naturally they will hold no bitterness nor dread for another war. For they don't know. This war could have been avoided. I thought I had been tired before in my life, but nothing like this. But still, you can and do go on. Every time you stop, you dig a hole which has saved many lives. The ground is so hard and dry that digging is very hard. You don't get so very hungry, but thirst drives you crazy. I've drunk water with everything in it and liked it. You have no energy, but still you go on. The battle seems like something in a faraway land, and everything seems sad, lonely, and dark. The roar is even as bad as the movies have it. The cries of the wounded are pitiful. They seem so helpless. The dead seem forsaken, but they are out of it all, as in the Masonic textbook. The gentle breeze fans their verdant covering. They heed it not. Sunshine and storm pass over them. They are neither delighted nor disturbed. So it is in this battle that things rage on all around them, but they are still and quiet. You wanted to know how I felt after I saw action, and I've told you all I can that will pass the censors. I imagine all new men feel about the same, and I know old men feel differently, and so will I. But that's for now. Love, Paul.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.